Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we've been discussing the distinctive roles between men and women. And we're seeing that women were to adorn themselves in a certain way in the Corinthian church, in a way that was not adorning to a man. As to the precise nature of the head covering, like we said yesterday, it's not completely clear. But I like what Alistair Begg says. He says that the main things are to be the plain things. What is plain in this passage is that Paul wants there to be a visible distinction between men and women that is honored by both. And women should do it in a way that promotes their femininity without promoting flirtatiousness. So why again should we honor the distinction? Well, because there is a distinction. And not to honor the distinction between male and female is to dishonor yourself and your Creator. So listen to me. Every child is unique. Not every boy is the same. They don't all have the same interest. Not every girl is the same or have the same interest and drives. But that cannot blind us from the major fact that gender is a major organizing, distinguishing factor, and that our bodies have been engineered differently to perform distinct and God-glorifying functions. As you pray today, please remember Garrison Orellana and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Peru. And also remember the Kinyarwanda LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Rwanda.